The role of Shara Shlishi of Alei Shor is Smach Bocher B'Yal D'Sachal, that a person should get to a Darg of Simcha Nimud HaTorah, and for that a person has to L'Hovin Ma'Balibcha, a person has to know what's going on in his heart and what's stirring the Simcha. We started to talk about last week that the first thing that's causing the confusion and the lack of simcha is the midas. Like Rav Chaim Vital taught us that the midas are yisoid v'akisev v'asherish. Midas are the derech eretz kodma l'Torah. We gave many examples last week. How if a person doesn't fix his midas, he's not going to get to be able to do mitzvahs b'chal. But I want to refer back to all the examples that I gave last week. I'm not going to say them all over, I'll know them very by heart. I'll show you chaz of them all week. But what's the tifkat of all the examples? The way I gave the examples last week, how the midas cause that a person, the maisa, doesn't end up doing the mitzvah. That's true. He doesn't end up doing the mitzvah. The balgaiva doesn't end up with the esrik, and the kaisin doesn't end up with the esrik, and the baltaiva doesn't end up with the esrik, and the kamsin doesn't end up with the esrik, and the sinner guy doesn't end up with the esrik. I think we talked about the synagogue last week. Yeah. And behold. But that's not the main akuda. The main akuda is that even if the guy got the esrig in the end of the day, but simcha he doesn't have, a simcha shemitzvah is not going to have, because the kamsin, as he's going around, is busy thinking of he could have gotten it cheaper. And the guy is thinking how the other guy has better, as pasnish esrig. And the kinder guy is looking at everybody else's esrig. And the kaisen guy is not angry. For a different reason, because he wasn't invited somewhere, or whatever it is, somebody insulted him. Somebody, by the way, in the Hishanah's circle pushed ahead of him, and that was enough to end his yontif. It doesn't have to be so complicated, by the way. The guy went ahead of him and then double parked in the Hishanah's circle. He was in the express lane, trying to go around the Bima quickly, and he was zigzagging, and somebody blocked him. That's enough for the Kaisen to ruin his yontif, and he was in the middle of doing Gevaldige Yechudim in the Hishanah's. He had the Oiz Vahad the Hishanah's translated into French, linear, and he had Mamish. With all the Kabbalah on the bottom and the top, he was reading number 29A while he was being Mechaven to Kavanah 17, but somebody cut him off and the Kas ended his career. That's all true. But the word is that this guy can't have Simcha Shel Mitzvah. He can't have Smach Bochur B'Yal Dusacha. He can't get the Simcha B'chal, because even if in the end he got his Esrig, but Simcha he doesn't have. The Alei Shor continues and says, that's just the Mitzvahs. On top of Kuf Lamed Beis. Kashlomo l'dvorim eila, as a hashlomo, yivo yukan divrei rabbeinu ha'goyin v'yisrael salantas atzal b'michav dala v'sefer or yisrael. Last week we spoke about the Rav Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal's Yisoid. The mitzvahs are the platform and the springboard midas of a mitzvah. But it's not just midas, it's Torah. Quote, Yisrael writes like this, Ki agam sha'at Torah m'suru l'vnei adam, even though Torah is given over to a person, Lachtoich inyana. You can paskin kefima Torah sechel enoshi lefi your sechel. So even though it's true that Torah was given over to a human being, that he can use his sechel to be machria, the nichbu shahi is not under your control. Lasis bokechefzenu al pi taluchos ritzenesenu. It's under the control of your sechel, but not under your control of your ritzenes. Mori de gazach. The Eibishter the Nasalon of Torah Asemes, he gave it over that we can use our Seichel to say Pshat and the Rajba, to say Pshat and the Ktesin, to be Medam and Mosul and Mils, to be Machriah and Hosh Shabbos. But it wasn't given over for our Chayfetz for Ritzayn Esenu. That's Pigul. Layer Rotza. Lahashiv Tshuva Lashayalenu Tzedek. Lashavtein Meisharim. A guy asked you a question. Are you going to answer Emes? Are you going to answer Meisharim? Kalema. What's meant? What did Bishol mean? Tifazach. Liba Shemayim me. Avada Torah is not b'shamayim. Avada Torah is le'b'shamayim. Onu chayavim lifsa kalocha kifisich lebli. More says about Matzia, when they had the famous machlekes of Yehuda, of Yeshua, and they came down the baskol, Yeshua, or Blazer, and came down the baskol, and they told them, mind your business, don't mix in, le'b'shamayim. Onu chayavim lifsa kalocha kifisich lenu. Avol ha'Torah nimsus rak le'seichel ha'shefet b'li negiyus. If your seichel is operating without negiyah, so then you can get to the richtig of pshat. איננו כבושה אצלנו, שנוכל לעשות בו כפי אוהל על שכל המשוכל בנגיעס. But it wasn't given over to us to a seichel that has negiyas. Hashem, Eitan of Din Torah, Gai asks you a psak, v'semich alein ala kabal tshuva la'amita shal teva. V'anu, meshivim le'ma shehel la'sichlein ha'meshuchat. If you saw compared it to a korban that's nechsha b'mashem is pigul, ain't a korban oil ala rasin. B'vor b'zeh, says Ali Shor, the wrap-up. K'avoyda kabir, matalas ha'kabisha writes, l'skus l'tara zemes. If you want to be zeichet to tara zemes, is a huge avoid in front of you. Nuvad, hayigia haneirah lahitzi dvar halacha al buriya b'shas b'yisk. And besides, the gefer halacha k'shvera avoida, to be able to extract from an arbitrary piece of Gemara the maskana lahalacha, adav lama latara sichli. But you be'ikr have to work on the tahara of your seichel, shebe'es oska b'tayr v'lai tikana shum negiya p'ni latayr b'vulay, that there shum be negiyas. So, last week we spoke about the role Last week we spoke about the role that Midas plays in mitzvahs. Kamedobro last week and this week. Rabbi Saul saying that if you don't fix your Midas, you really can't learn. Because what are you mutchering? You're mutchering on a sugya to get to the emes. You want to get to the emes, you want to be mechavim to the Torah of Hashem. But if you have negias and if you have bad Midas, so the bad Midas are going to penetrate into your learning. I can give you examples. They're not as funny as the midas, as the mitzvahs. But a person who doesn't fix the midas can never get to the ripe shot in the sugya. First of all, the first midah that affects steiging and learning, it's a midah, is atzlus. Laziness. There's two types of laziness, by the way. There's good old physical laziness, and then there's intellectual laziness. Person doesn't want to mutcher, doesn't want to use his head. It's a bad midah, by the way. It's nothing to do with, and you can't get to the pshat. The guy learns a tesis. You know, Bacher once came to me many years ago. He already has grandchildren. And he came to me and he said to me one day, it was Yevamos actually, 31 years ago. How many years ago was Yevamos? Oh yeah, 32 years ago. He says to me, he comes to me one day and he says, he couldn't threaten me, he wanted to switch here, there were no other. But he said that, he says, Yeshiva is boring. That's what he said. So I said to him, look, I don't know, Yeshiva is not boring. Okay? You may not understand it, but boring it's not. You can tell me, say, kum shot, not kum shot, right shot, wrong shot, klat up shot, teeth up shot, not teeth shot. Boring it's not. Kids, so I told him, why are you bored? I said, why are you bored? I'll tell you why you're bored. I said that there's a machlikas reshokish of Yechon. I was referring to the one in Yud Aleph and Yevamos. We can talk about it at a different time if you want a sample share. But the machlikas reshokish of Yechon, or machlikas Abai and Rava, there's plenty of them. Abai said, as they was like that, you're lazy, you're working on a 30% battery. So you don't understand exactly what Abai said, Rava said, but even though you're lazy, you have a good midah of emunas chacham. You believe that if Abai said and Rava said, somebody they know what they're talking about. There's no reason to mutcher zech too much. It's a waste of energy. Abai, Heliga Abai said, Rava also. So the whole machlekes to begin with didn't bother you that much. You have a vague idea, you know, a little Aramaic. In those years, by the way, there was no cheating. Yeah. So this guy was a grad there. Boy, he had a lamdash. Boy, knew it a little bit. Only a little bit. He knew the little bit that he knew how to learn was as much atzlus as they had. Kitzur, Abai said as they, Rava said as they. No. Tosfos is a stira from Rambam of Basra on Abaya. Now, you were too lazy to get the Gemara of Basra from the shelf. And if you did get the Gemara of Basra from the shelf, and you saw that an Aval was learning a whole other of Gemara properly, Gemara Rashbam of Basra. And then the Tosfos, you didn't do it. And if you did it, you didn't do it properly. If you did it properly, you didn't do it properly. So Tosfos is a stira from the Babasi holding up on Abaya. We have a long journey here, so hold on until we get to the boring part. And so you looked it up, Be'erich, if you broke your atlas and you don't always get the safer, because your Chavusa tells you, we don't look it up. Like, your Chavusa says, I know what the words mean. Like, you know, it's very interesting. You know these word bites from Aramaic, four lines from Babasra, as of the Elam's old style, Bekim. no shots ball pay. Gomorrah Rashi, I saw people like that. Had a Zaydu, no shots ball pay like that. So they, when Tosis quote a thing, they knew the whole Gomorrah. But most of the Elam doesn't know, by the way. But Akapan is a different topic. So the Elam, she said that, so you have like this, it's called matching Aramaic game. Abaya said something in Aramaic, and then Gomorrah Abbas said in Aramaic, and there's a steer between them. What exactly is a steer? Well, those words don't stem with those words, and he said something of the opposite, Be'erach, approximately. Comes along, Ibeger. And yeah, so my bidika kasha, things are getting exciting, not boring. It's a stira from Taisus, yes, and Babasha, why the yes and ksubis? So this ksubis thing was a problem, because Yechavuzu couldn't say, you know what I mean, because Rabbi Kivega just bought the Gemara, he said, Ayin Shom, he didn't quote the words. So you had to go to the shelf and get the ksubis. Yeah, Be'erich looked it up. So we were holding Abaya Be'erich plus minus, stira from ksubis minus. See from Bava Basra plus, which doesn't make sense, by the way, because if you don't understand the Gemara and Ksubas, I could see Bava Basra work out, but they worked it out. And then the guy came to share. So first of all, he's in big trouble already, because the Gemara doesn't know, the Tzitzis doesn't know, the Stiri doesn't know, but he knows everything there. Came along, elephant and share. Said over a shtickle from Reb Shlomo Hyman, who answered Ki Vegas Kasha, because that's what the whole Sefer Chidush Reb Shlomo is about. Ayin the Hagdoma, in the beginning, what he writes about Reb Ki Vegas. And it's an old thing. And then there was a kasha for a mochum on the Reb Shlomo. The guy got a be'erach because he's on 30% battery. 30% of Rabbi Kivega multiplied by 30% of 0.003 multiplied by 30% of Reb Shlomo multiplied by 30% of mochum. And then this, by the time I said something, I also said something, you sure? It was 20, we're down to 20%. His battery strength was down to 20. It was very too much for him. He had gone to get a Bav Basra, thought about the ksubas, heard the Reb Shlomo, heard the mochum. Of course he's bored. I would also be bored. I'm just bored saying it over. I told him I'm bored talking to you. Your home mitzias and mitzias are boring. He still talks to me today. He, you know, Adayim, I check up all the shidduchim for his daughter. Of course you're bored. Because you're an atzlin, I told him. And you don't use your head. Maybe you don't go look up the Gemara's properly. You don't learn without melos. Everything is vague. Your whole Yiddish guide is vague. Your davening is vague. Your mitzvahs are vague. Your hashkafa is vague. It's one big boredom, and I sent him packing. And I said, never come to me and tell me my shir is boring. You can say whatever you want. But you're bored. You're metzias. You're a gavra of boredom. And mainly your learning is a heft of boredom. And you have one of his boredom. As I cooked to his atzlos. So atzlos can never get to MS of Shad, right? And then, by the way, Mr. Boredom comes to argue with you at night, right? He doesn't know what he's talking about. He didn't look up the Gemara properly. Ayas Bochum, you're arguing with me? You learned inside? Yeah, no, maybe, not sure. We'll see you tomorrow. Bored. He's bored. But that's Atzel's beard me this. Okay, so that's because we're supposed to have to pickle, though. You're never going to get to the ripe shot. You never get to the ripe shot. Pickle. If we're already talking, since it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, I want to say something very important about Avodas Hashem. If you don't learn a Gemara 4 to 5 times from scratch, Gemara Rashi Tosfos, you don't know what you're talking about. Ah, you'll say, elephants might be a Balchuva from Kansas or flip out. They probably can't learn. He can't read. He reads it once, he reads it twice. Before I learn a Gemara 5 times, from 5 times from scratch, I don't know what I'm talking about, okay? And I'm not a Balchuva. And I've been learning, let's see, I'm almost 60. I've been learning 55 years longer than you, okay? Seder. And I don't have ADD. I probably missed it. Missed the exit. And I don't have reading dyslexia, and I know how to learn. And I'm married to Rosh Yeshiva's daughter, okay? And I'm telling you, and I got a very hard faher, and I got a very shver faher before that, okay? It wasn't the type of, you say, from Lekach Toivah, Charles Shudas, thank you, Tati Mami, okay? I said Toivah every night. And I want you to know that if you don't learn a Gemara 5 times from scratch, you don't know what you're talking about. Why don't people do it, by the way? And nobody knows what they're talking about, by the way. 5 times, yeah? 5 times. And 4th time today, I'm starting to organize my thoughts. What's Totsuch over there? What the Kasha was? What the Terrace is? Why doesn't the Elam do it, by the way? Because they're lazy. They watch the Gaiva. They think they know how to learn also, but that's a different problem. But you don't even get to the Gaiva. Gaiva is a later stage. The Atzlos blocks it. Atzlos, by the way, is the Elam will learn every Sugya Day Tahara. The Elam will learn every Sugya, every piece of Gemara will learn 4 to 5 times from scratch, by the way, not Chazorah. Chazorah is afterwards. Chazorah is after the 10th time, then you start the Chazorah. You learn something once, you learn it again, and you learn it again, and you learn it again, you learn it twice again, and again, and again, and again, from scratch. you get a zak clerk about dvarim smechim iram kinesin also b'sinah. Then a person gets a simcha from Torah. By the way, the reason why many bachurim and zimuls don't have a geshmak learning, they don't have a clarity. Ein simcha elak haTorah hasfekas. Simcha comes from clarity, and clarity comes from yegiyah. Yegiyah comes from doing it again and again and again and again. I'm prepared to sign here. If you don't learn a sugya for a time, you don't know what you're talking about. And don't come along and tell me you do, you don't. I say you don't. Even if you're an Eloi. Even if you're an Eloi. You know what you're talking about. It's not possible to learn a sugya. And the obstacles doesn't let a person get to clarity. So you never get to a klor pshat. You never get to a klor hamodas a sugya. You never get to a klor havon and lambda. You know how many times you have to think over a word? You have a shver bochber, a shver ktsais, a shver kivega, a shver chazanish. To chew it over and chew it over and chew it over and chew it over. Atzlus doesn't let a person go. Most people who don't break through this atzlus of sitting and chew it over never get to the hanoah and the geshmak of learning. People say, I don't have the geshmak of learning. You don't learn. It's the same shtick with the boring, by the way. It's the boring, clarity, simcha, geshmak. It's all the same thing. You can't get a geshmak of learning. How can you get a geshmak of learning? You ever tried to get a geshmak of something you don't understand? Dalem gets a geshmak of something you don't understand. There's parts of davening you don't understand. You have a geshmak out of it. You do it because you're Jewish. Finished. If you don't understand something, you can't get a geshmak. Das comes from the lashon of connection. Ve'yida adam is chave ishto. Something that you understand, you connect to. Something that you understand, you appreciate. Something that you understand, you enjoy. Something that you understand, you can take in. I can't stress it enough. It's worth a whole year of Ali Shira. Dalem should learn something four times. Anyway. Laziness doesn't let you learn a full time. You never get MS of Shad and you're bored your whole life. And then, by the way, when you get older, they almost starts to look for all types of projects to get a geshmak and learning. Acrobatics, this, that, pesh, meh. There's nothing. You want to get a geshmak and learning? Learn the Taisis five times. You'll have a geshmak. You'll get drunk on Torah. You don't need to look for all types of things. This guy does this and this guy does that. This guy tries that and this guy tries that. And that chavus and yana chavus and that time and that project and then a project for money, for free, for prizes. There's nothing in the Arishkeit. Learn the Taisis again. That's all. Just learn it again. Learn it again and again and again and again. You get shikr on Torah. You get shikr on Torah. You don't need it more than that. Anyway, that's Atzlus. Then you have who else doesn't get shot in the sugi besides Atzlonim? You have the angry people. Once had a bochur in Shir, Bava Kama. Who are we holding now? Bava Kama this year, so it's 30 years ago. Yeah, 30 years ago. I was young, but he was even younger. And Imamish, even though it was 30 years ago, I had a drop of self-confidence back then, more than I have now. And everything I said out of my mouth in Shir, he disagreed with. Am I said, no? You ever had those chavuses? There are two types of chavuses or bad medias, and with either of them, you can never get the shot. You have the guy who always disagrees. This guy always disagreed, no matter what I said. It was a mabot exach. He didn't hear what I said. He never learned about Bava before. I started to say, he said, no. Psh, I was in the spot first, I thought, yeah, Rocha Kodesh. And then, as time went on, I saw he's an idiot. He's an Amoritz, and he's not marriageable. He's just a bad meat, that's all. So that type of chavrusa, if you're always saying no to your chavrusa, if you find yourself saying no to chavrusa, or your chavrusa saying no to you, you can't get to MSF shot. Likewise, the other guy, who also has bad meat, of chanufa, who everything you say, he nods like a poodle on the dashboard. Yeah, 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 that's good. Either it's laziness, or it's gaiva, or it's nebuchai, but you can't get the pshat. Then you have the Balgaiva. Balgaiva can never get the pshat. Because he's always trying to say the pshat that sounds good. And how it's going to sound to the other guy. You can't get the pshat like that. And the kinnah guy can't get the pshat. And the shakrin can't get the pshat. The shakrin is the guy that says, I was just about to say that pshat. Or the shakrin says, yeah, I met Reb Ochber in the train station in Warsaw and I told it to him and he was misbehaved from it. You have all types of guys like that. You can't get the pshat if you don't fix your midas, by the way. Pugel who's going to be solved. You can't get to emes and Torah. Now, here's the knach. It's not just about emes and Torah. You can't get the simcha in Torah. Because since you can't get to the emes, it's never clear. And I think I would end up by saying a very, very important basic biological statement. I can't think of any bigger tsar or stomachache in the world than a sugya that's not clear. When I think about an old man already, I think about all the tzaras that a person can have. There's nothing worse than a taisis that you don't understand. There's nothing worse. I can't think of anything. We ask, what's the worst thing? You learn a piece of Gemara and you're frustrated, you don't get pshat. It's terrible. I can't even talk about it. I'm going to cry. And most of the reasons why we don't get pshat is because we don't break through our midas. So if we'll talk about miserable yeshiva bacha syndrome, MYBS, it comes from a combination of Atzlus, Gaiva, Kinna, Sinna. And of course, he's able to break through all these things and learn Torah Lishma a little bit. He's able to get to the Pinyas and the Emes of Torah. And then you're able to get to Smach Bochur B'Yaldusacha.